Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to In the Studio with Linus on this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. We're here just as bright and sunny. It's a good day today. It was so nice out and sunny that I grilled some trout and some vegetables, and my God, it was delicious. I really enjoyed. So I hope you're having a good week so far. Let me tell you this, good news, the new moon starts on Friday. Just to let you know, and we've only got 5 more days of Mercury retrograde. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'll be glad when we end out this sucker.
We all will.
I'm sick of Mercury retrograde this particular time. But anyway, well, the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914, area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, and also Brenda, our psychologist and neurologist, and everything is on the line with us.
I'm not everything. Don't even go there.
Okay. She's just a member of the staff. So Anyway, today's show is about Pride Week. This is Gay Pride Week. It actually started Sunday the 22nd. For us here in Seattle, it kicks off Thursday, tomorrow the 26th. So I'm going to give you a schedule, some things that's going on that you might want to participate, and I'm sure in your state and community there's probably a lot of good events going on that you might want to get involved in. Whether you understand the LGBT or the gay pride, go in there and find out. They're good people. They're nice people, and they'll welcome you right on in. And then we're also going to talk about healthy eating for the summertime, drinking the water, eating enough fruits and vegetables, because we all do the barbecue thing, and like I did today, grilling, but also in between time, we want to eat healthy, because on the days that it's hot, you want to kind of keep your body temperature down, but also you want to feel good. So, okay, well, as usual, you know, we started off with what but entertainment news. All right, and this week in entertainment news, this is what's going on, folks. The Lifetime Network is doing another biopic on another late singer, this time on singer-actress Aaliyah. Disney star and former Dancing with the Star contestant Zendaya Coleman will be playing Only Beautiful. Wait a minute, she'll be playing Aaliyah. Coleman rose to stardom on the Disney series Shake It Up. Excuse me, she is not only beautiful, but she is a very talented singer and dancer. This is the first time a movie has been made about the late singer, but her family isn't happy. Aaliyah died in 2001 at the age of 22. Her short life had its share of controversy, including a marriage to singer-songwriter R. Kelly when she was just 15 years old. Need I say more about R. Kelly being a pedophile? Will the movie address the marriage to Kelly? Aaliyah's parents, who have never publicly spoken on the marriage, are trying to stop the movie from getting made. They don't want to relive the scandal. Well, folks, you know, public. What can you do? It's public information. I'm sure you probably don't want to relive that again or think about R. Kelly, but if the movie's made, it's going to come up. Sherry Shepherd, you know, our girl on The View, well, she's a survivor and a wonderful mom. The comedian and View co-host is battling her former husband and her current husband over children. Shepherd's current husband, Lamar Sally, is divorcing her, and he is demanding custody of their unborn surrogate child. Meanwhile, Shepherd's ex-husband, Jeffrey Tarpley, wants temporary custody of their 9-year-old son. Tarpley claims Shepherd is too busy to properly care for their son because of her schedule. Shepherd says this is and has been a painful time for her, but she will make it through. Yes, you will, darling. You sure will. Well, can you see former President Clinton on Scandal? All you Scandal fans, woo-woo! When asked, Sandal creator Shonda Rhimes said she would love to have the former commander-in-chief on the hit show, but that he's the only political cameo she'd ever allow. How ironic, since the former president was involved in his own sex scandal while he was in office. Excuse me. In Scandal, the show's lead character, Olivia Pope, is having an affair with the president. Although Scandal reps say the show is not based on the Clinton presidency, don't bet on the former commander-in-chief appearing on the show. Oh, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. I would have loved to see him on the show. I think that would have been neat. I bet it would have took your ratings sky high. Okay, well, let's see what's going on with the Houston folks. Bobby Christina and Bobby Brown reunited for Father's Day. The late Whitney Houston's ex-husband and their daughter seem to be mending fences. The two hadn't been together for years and had quite a few issues between them. Among them, Bobby had objected to Bobby Chris's marriage to Playbrother manager Nick Gordon. And there was the big blow-up with Bobby and his former in-laws at Whitney's funeral. Well, Bobby Chris decided to load pictures of her daddy-daughter day on Twitter. The two looked like they had a great Father's Day together. Well, good for you. Robin Thicke is not giving up on his wife, actress Paula Patton. He is trying to save their marriage with a plan to name his newest album Paula. Aww. Thicke says he will do anything to get Patton back after his cheating scandal. Well, do you, boy? Do that. You want your wife, then do what you have to do to get her back. That's how you do it. Any means possible within rights. Good news for actor Amari Hardwick. His new Starz TV drama, Power, has been renewed for a second season because of how strong the show's premiere was. Well, yeah, I believe it's on Starz, yeah. And it just started. Wow, they already got renewed. Must be pretty good. I don't have Starz, so someone else would have to speak about it. We'll get ready for a reunion of the 80s hit TV sitcom, A Different World. Oprah has most of the original cast for a future episode of Where Are They Now on OWN. A Different World producer-director Debbie Allen was instrumental in helping Winfrey with the reunion. That's because Allen is trying to bring the show back to TV. Allen says while she has the support of the show's original creator and co-owner, Bill Cosby, she's still trying to get a network on board. The groundbreaking sitcom about life at a fictional historically black college was a spinoff of The Cosby Show. It was a top five ratings hit for the majority of its run on NBC from 87 to 1992.
Hey, you know, our cousin was on that show for one episode. Vincent. Gertie Hayes, Uncle Hayes, you know, my dad's half-brother.
No.
You know, her son Vincent was on A Different World. Yeah, he dated one of the girls for one episode, and then they were dancing. So, yeah, that was hilarious. So we have our little connection to that, the actors and the family.
Okay. Well, singer Keisha Cole is tired of her money-hungry family. Cole's career is struggling. It sure is, girlfriend, and she wants to get back on track, and you need to. She has seen her marriage to Daniel Bobby Gibson collapse, and now her family is attempting a new reality show called Family Therapy. Oh, my God. Her family is so dysfunctional, y'all. If anybody out there seen some of her shows on BET with her family, I only caught like a couple of them, and that was too many. So anyway, Cole wants no part of this reality show, and she says she is tired of being used by her family. Well, right on, girl. Speak up and say that then. Congrats to singer Eve. She is now a married lady. The actress, rapper, married the founder of Gumball 3000, Maximilian Cooper, who is worth a reportedly $500 million. Congratulations, Eve. You got skills, girl. Okay, and funeral services will be private for the legendary actress Ruby Dee, but a public memorial is being planned. The award-winning actress passed away last week. Dee's acting career stretched 7 decades. She's best known for her work on stage with her late husband, writer, director, and actor Ozzie Davis. Davis died in 2005 after being married to Dee for almost 57 years. Oh, my God, that is beautiful. Hold on, y'all. I have to give them a clap for that. That is beautiful. Both performers enjoyed a renaissance beginning 25 years ago when they both began working on a series of film projects with, among others, writer-director Spike Lee, beginning with Do the Right Thing. For Dee, it culminated in her Oscar-nominated performance opposite Denzel Washington in American Gangster. Dee was also an author, a journalist, and civil rights activist. Ruby Dee was 91 years old. Well, God bless you, Miss Dee. Lifestyle maven and restauranter B. Smith has gone public with her bout with Alzheimer's disease. Smith was affectionately called the Black Martha Stewart. She had a good show. If any of you caught her on the Cooking Network, she did for quite a few years. She was a leading model, restaurant owner, designer, decorator, talk show hostess, and the first African-American model to grace the cover of Mademoiselle magazine.
All yeah, guy right. Kind of knows her.
Oh, he does.
He's talking about Sweetie Pies, right?
No.
Huh?
No.
Huh?
That's not the lady that owns Sweetie Pie.
Oh, okay, sorry, wrong person.
Yeah, she's a different person, yeah. Oscar winner Lupita Nyong is gracing the cover of Vogue this month, y'all. And first daughter Malia Obama recently got her first job as production assistant on the set of the CBS drama on the TV series Extant. Halle Berry plays an astronaut who becomes pregnant by aliens. Ooh. Damon Wayans Jr. is making his mark. His first big screen lead will be in the movie Let's Be Cops, which opens in theaters August 13. So be sure and check that out. And my last entertainment news is former Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. may be getting out soon. Glory, glory, hallelujah. The ex-congressman received a 30-month sentence for misuse of campaign funds. His good behavior and compliance with his in-jail treatment may lead Jackson to be released early and serve out the remainder of his sentence in a halfway house. Jackson's wife, Sandy, received 12 months for signing a false joint tax return. She's slated to begin her sentence after Jesse Jr. is released. The judge staggered their sentences so one parent is always with their children. The Jacksons have 2 children, ages 9 and 13. Must be nice that you can work that out and do that, huh? Okay.
I don't think everybody gets that same treatment.
Yeah, Got that right. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick little break and come back with news of the weird and sports. We got to find out what's going on with the world soccer, who's winning or who lost today. Okay, so we'll be back in 2 and 2. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Thank you.
was a time when love wasn't chosen. Now I'm just open for more. Now I'm just reaching out for something better than I have before. There ain't about a mind of your world. Ooh, and now I can let my life pass me by.
If you're talking, nobody can hear you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Welcome back to In the Studio. What you just listened to was Lifetime by Maxwell. I'm sorry, I was just talking. I put myself on mute. Listening to In the Studio with Lennis on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and your moderator is Miss Nina. Now, let's get on to news of the weird. Excuse me. If Tiny Iceland has a worldly cultural showcase, it is the Icelandic Thalakajalico Museum, founded in Reykjavik in 1997 and housing 300 penises. Yep, you heard me, 300 penises and penile parts from 93 different animals. So far, however, it lacks an exhibition worthy of human penises. Well, damn. That omission is about to be remedied as Mr. Jonah Falcon, a New York City D-list celebrity with an organ that measures 13 and a half inches, good God, has accepted an invitation to donate, presumably not in the flesh until he dies. Well, I sure hope so. Falcon notably refuses to appear in pornography but says he regards his mission for the love of penises as a higher calling. Okay.
13 and a half inches. That's a pole. That ain't a penis. Good God. Any woman he comes close to, I hope she's got the sign of the cross up.
You know, there was a man that was extremely large in history back in, like, medieval times it was, and he had actually impaled several women and was finally banished from the, you know, main community of the kingdom. And they said that he did have a lover at the very, towards the, that he was with to the end of his days, who, I don't know, maybe they figured out a way to work it out so that they wouldn't get hurt. But, you know, there's actually a lot of history about such things.
Okay. Well, former NYPD officer Gilberto Valle, 30, was convicted in 2013 of conspiring to kidnap and torture and then cook and eat the corpses of an unspecified number of women he had listed on a website called darkfetishnet.com. Even though he insisted he was merely a harmless fantasy storyteller, now as he awaits sentencing at a New York City prison, officials have allowed him to train as a chef, preparing breakfast and lunch for inmates and guards. Although his wife divorced him and took their one child, other family members and friends support him, according to a May report in a New York Daily News, including fellow prisoners who joke with Valley about the irony, said his mother, the only thing he's guilty of is being stupid enough to be on that website. Well, well, well. Tell him, Mama, tell him.
Okay,
in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Surgeon Stuart Malloy and associates recently won their patent for an orgasmic machine, first mentioned in News of the Weird in 2001, allowing patient trials to begin soon by a Minnesota company. The often-described birth of the device came as Dr. Malloy was treating a woman for excruciating back pain by running electrodes to the spinal column when he accidentally brushed the nerve apparently responsible for the female orgasm. Eventually, Dr. Malloy developed a pacemaker-type device to be implanted in a buttock with push-button pain reliever that the woman uses to charge the electrodes. He emphasizes that the surgery is so invasive as to be improper for all except women with serious orgasmic dysfunction. Well, damn. That must be better than a dildo then, y'all. I guess.
I don't know.
That is...
I mean, that, you know, they, you know, that's how vibrators were developed, when they actually, you know, from psychology and treatment of women's quote-unquote hysteria, they developed machines to try to supposedly calm women down. You know, there's a big history about this kind of stuff. It's kind of funny that somebody's talking about developing something that's been going on for years.
With the electrodes, though?
Well, I mean, you know, they may not have used, like, had something that implanted in you and used as electrodes, but...
But they've had sexual toys.
They've
for...
had, yeah, and the sexual
yeah, okay.
toys came from actually trying to treat women who had, you know, well, what they, you know, of course, how else do you describe women? It's hysterics, you know, just, well, it is interesting to me that the people developing these things always seem to be men. You know, it's like... As if there's something wrong with women who don't respond well to them. Psychologically, it sounds creepy.
Well, there are women, though, that do have orgasmic dysfunction.
Oh, no doubt.
So,
just
yeah.
like there are
so,
men. Yeah. But,
so,
but,
I mean,
you know,
I understand what you're saying. Why couldn't the women invent that to help the next woman than a man to come up with it?
Well,
I don't know, it might be some women doctors working on it.
If you think about it from a psychological point of view, a man is just looking for the physical issue because that to him is the problem. Women tend to have issues with orgasm because of some of their emotional blocks or the things that have happened to them that have demoralized them, you know. So, you know, there's so much more that the point is it's not just a physical thing, you know. And yeah, he it's almost like he found the G-spot, and so now he's going to save women. I don't know. Seems weird, doesn't it? And from a psychological point of view.
Okay.
Hey, no, I think it's been great that he came up with something, but yeah, I don't know.
I hear you. Okay, well, now for the World Cup soccer scores, this is what's going on now, and these are finals. Bosnia 3, Iran 1, so Bosnia 1. The next one, Nigeria 2 and Argentina 3. Argentina 1. Ecuador 0 and France 0. So they're tied. I don't know how they resolve that, but they're tied 0-0. And then the last one is Honduras 0 and Switzerland 3. Switzerland's been doing pretty good. They're moving up, and Argentina is too, moving up the ranks. So we'll see what's going on. And I think we're playing this weekend, if I'm not mistaken, I believe. Huh? I think U.S. is playing this weekend.
I'm not calling any of it.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, let me give you a little taste of what's coming up on Friday Traffic Jam, as we take another quick break.
And
I'll be right back.
Y'all get on up off
but
your
you
head.
Do this again on
it's
Friday.
Time to
Traffic Jam.
Get on up. We'll be right back.
That's the Ohio Players, and that song is called Roller Coaster. Well, welcome back to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914, and the chat room is open. Y'all better go on in there and talk to Miss Nina before she get an attitude. Ain't nobody talking to her now. All right. Okay, well, we're going to talk about quick, and then I want to get to the gay pride activities this week, about eating or drinking, mostly drinking and eating during the summertime. So one thing I want to tell you is water, 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 water. We all know that. But I tell you something I learned from my daughter. There's different recipes of infused water that's out there now. So I drink, it's one cucumber, one lemon, and one lime, and half a gallon jar, I guess. Yeah, probably about a half a gallon water. And I'm telling you, oh, that cucumber. I love the smell of cucumber, but when you drink that water, it just is refreshing to your body and your spirit. You just feel good. Now, the only thing about that combination, the cucumber, lemon, and lime, you will go to the bathroom. So don't worry, at least it'll be clear. But, yeah, you will go to the bathroom a lot. So if you have a problem with getting rid of excess water, drink that, and it's natural. So let me tell you about the top 10 hydrating foods. Cucumbers is 97%. Celery is 96%. Did you know that kale is 95%? Tomatoes are 94%. Watermelon, which I don't eat, is 92%. Strawberries, I love. They're 92% hydrating. Melons, 92%. Broccoli, I love broccoli. Broccoli is so good for you. It's also good for cancer prevention food. So broccoli is very good. It's 89%. And peaches, now I didn't know this. Peaches is 89%. I didn't think. I think when you eat peaches too much of them, you might gain weight. So I know it's water hydrating. And then the last one is ice cream. Believe it or not, 88%. So now I want to give you some quick tips for you folks that are grilling in the summer. I was one today because I was out there grilling some trout and vegetables, and it was awfully warm. Even Brenda stated earlier it was pretty hot. It's pretty hot out there at her house. So these are the things to remember when you're outside grilling, and it might be a little bit warmer than normally, like extreme heat. Number one, stay hydrated. The greatest risk when spending a large period of time out in the hot summer sun is dehydration. So keep plenty of water, which is what I just spoke of, on hand during your next grill out, and more importantly, use it. Sport drinks are also great as they help replace sodium and other important electrolytes that are lost due to sweat. Number two, keep the adult beverages to a minimum. When the temperature outside is rising, folks, your first instinct might be to reach for an ice-cold beer or a cocktail. Alcohol, however, will promote dehydration. So either wait on raising a toast to the great outdoors until the temperature lowers a little bit, okay, in the day, or drink in moderation while also partaking of lots and lots of water. Number three, you want to stay shaded. When setting up your grill site, consider cooking under the cooling shade of a tree, or better yet, invest in a fire-retardant pop-up canopy that can be positioned over your grill regardless of whether you're grilling in the backyard, at the park, or the beach. Well, I didn't have no shade. Where I live, I open up the barbecue grill and set it up, and it's just out in the open. There is no shade. It's grass. Number four, bring the right tools. Not only is it extremely hot outside, the heat coming off the grill as you work your magic is going to further your battle against dehydration and possible sunstroke. While standard kitchen tongs and spatulas may do the job on most days. Investing in ones that are 16 inches long or more will keep you further from the direct grill heat. Equally, the handles of your grill cover are likely to be significantly harder than they normally would be, so consider putting on a heat-resistant glove before reaching for that handle. I always use my hot pads when I'm grilling. Just smart to do that. And number 5, plan your menu accordingly. When preparing your menu, consider dishes that can be cooked ahead. Seasonal vegetables can be grilled earlier in the day. Toss with some olive oil or balsamic vinegar and serve cold, while corn on the cob can be grilled in the husk until the husk is nicely charred and set aside. I just want to say one thing. If you've never done that, oh, my God, that is so good. I pull the husk back to put a little butter and salt and pepper on it, and then pull the husk back up on it and put it on the grill. You can either do it that way or wrap it up in tinfoil, but if you do it with the husk on it, oh, my God, it's absolutely wonderful. Okay, then throw back on to the covered grill for a few minutes just before serving. Also, consider grilling some fresh fruit. Now, I didn't know this. To serve as a cold side dish or serve on top of grilled pound cake with a drizzle of chocolate syrup for dessert. Well, I'm going to have to ask Brenda about that. I don't know how to grill pound cake. Lord have mercy. I'd probably go crazy. Okay, well, now we're going to talk about Gay Pride Week. Again, that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina, the moderator, is in there, and you're listening to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, we missed this. Oh, my God. I just want to talk about this for a quick minute. The world's largest drag queen stage show was June 19th.
What?
The world's largest drag queen stage show was June 19th. We missed it. It was last week. And I want to say something because I've been to these before when they were held. Brenda, I think maybe when you were working at the hotels, they were held down there at the King Street Station.
Oh, yeah.
You remember
actually,
that
one
years
of my
ago? Yeah.
Bellman actually won queen, the drag queen for.
Shut up.
What? So cute, yeah. I used to have an autographed picture of his. I wish I could remember his name, but he was just absolutely gorgeous. He was so gorgeous. He was gorgeous no matter how he dressed, drag or not. But, yeah, it was just unbelievable when he won. I mean, it was really, really sweet. Yeah.
I tell you, those women I have went, and they are so gorgeous, and the clothes. Jesus, how do they afford all those clothes? Beautiful, and the jewelry. Of course, I know some of it got to be fake. But anyway, and the makeup, they just piss me off. Their makeup is just perfect. Just perfect. I'd be like, you need to follow me home. Teach me how to do that. But anyway, yeah, so I just wanted to say that about the drag queen show because it is, I'm sure it was a fantastic night, but I've missed it for a few years, and they just, and let me tell you, they were expensive perfume too. Okay. Mm-hmm. Also what we missed, Brenda, last week was a Seattle Woman's Pride. It was June 20th. So there was a lot of stuff going on. So let me get us up to this week. Okay, so Seattle, the 22nd, that was on Sunday. The Seattle Storm had their Pride kickoff game. And let's see, what else? Here we go for this week. Now the 26th, which is tomorrow, is the Gender Blender Pride 2014. This is in Seattle. It's back, and it's better than ever. This year's Gender Blender marks 5 years of NARC Pride shenanigans. So you better hold on to your ass because it's going to get rocked. Hosted by Ben De La Creme with special performances by Leaf One from New York City, Jocelyn Fox, who's RuPaul's Drag Race Season 6. On the tunes will be Riff Raff, Shade and Bottom 40. Oh, what a name. Roy G. Biv and Tiffany Roth of Midnight Magic. VIP host is Tiffany Ballard, a.k.a. New York of Flavor of Love. Ooh, Lord, were you on that show? Anyway, tickets and sales benefit Gay City Health,
Project and the Gender Justice League. So if you're out and about, folks, in Seattle, go tomorrow night. It's Gender Blender. It doesn't say where it's at, so maybe that's, no, yeah, it's not telling me where it's at. It says more information on their website. Okay, and on June 27th is the Trans Pride Seattle. Trans Pride Seattle will be taking place on Capitol Hill in and around Cal Anderson Park. Seattle Trans Pride is a pride event organized by Gender Justice League in affiliation with Seattle Pride and physically sponsored by the Gay City Health Project. All right. And then on June 27th, we have the GLSEN Youth Pride Dance, a night for the 21 and under crowd. Yay! And the GLSNY Youth Pride Dance promises to be a fun night. Music by DJ Puerto Rico Rock and a makeup table for the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. By the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. So that ought to be fun. Also on the 27th is the T-Shack Seattle Pride Edition. San Francisco world-famous party Tranny Shack comes to Seattle. Woo-woo! Join hostesses Heklina as she leads the all-star San Francisco cast, including Holada Times, Turlene Tailspin, Sasha Stephanie, and Ginger Snap, and a night of performances you won't want to miss. $5 cover charge, and it's at the Unicorn. Doors open at 8 p.m., folks, and you have to be 21 and over to get in, okay? Remember, kids, yours is a little bit earlier, so we don't want to see you at the grown folks one. Okay, another one for June 27th. Boy, it's just going to be busy, busy, busy on Friday, yes, is the Dick Slap Pride Edition, June 27th. Get a double dose of Dick Slap this June with the extra special Dick Slap Pride Edition featuring a live performance from Cakes the Killer, Narc, and Jimmy Jackson on the tunes, your favorite Cage Boys. Okay, Dave Raring, Rich Kelly, and hosted by Fierce Queen finalist Kuchibinaka. Coochie, okay, that's the name, Coochie Banaka. Well, go on with it, girlfriend. I ain't mad at you. Okay, also on June 27th, good Lord, Pride Shabbat, oh, Shabbat at Temple Beth Am, June 27th. This is Jewish, I think. Temple Beth Am is delighted to host this year's citywide Pride Shabbat. This is open to the entire community and is a celebration of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer Jews with their friends, allies, and family. Temple Beth Am is a welcoming synagogue, and our program team is excited to make this Pride Shabbat at TBA inclusive and joyous. After the service, everyone is invited to attend a free kosher Shabbat dinner sponsored by the TBA and Jewish community partners. Well, hey! Very good. Very good.
I mean, okay, you know that there's going to be some great food there. It's worth it to go for the food, everybody.
Oh, go for the food. Okay.
I mean, it's worth it to go for that in itself. So this free food, and we know a lot of Jewish moms can cook. Please. If you've never had any Jewish food, trust me, you want to go.
Yes. You know, Mama Rena used to work for them. Yep. Okay,
well, any
also,
kind of ethnic, you know, food situation, if you've never tried it, this summertime's a great time to do that with Bites of Seattle and different festivals, you know, from the Norwegian crowd, you know, the Japanese has a big festival during Sea Fair. Gay Pride is the beginning of our summer festivals in Seattle. But most, if you look at most of the festivals in Seattle, they have food and a lot of wonderful ethnic varieties. So,
You know, it's not about that somebody's one particular race or another race. You know, just get out there and tangle with your community. Get to know who your community is. And you may find that you're going to want to settle up to more of them because their food's so great. I'm going to invite you home for dinner.
Yeah. Now you're talking, Bryn. Invite me for din-din. Mm-hmm. Well, Seattle Storm Pride Party game is June 27th also. The Seattle Storm is proud to support Seattle's LGBTQA community. Join us on Friday, June 27th at 7 p.m. for the Pride Party game versus the Minnesota Lynx at the Key Arena. Okay, on June 27th and 28th, this is Friday and Saturday this week, Seattle Ladies Choir. The Seattle Ladies Choir is made up of 50-plus members with varying musical experience, from shower singers to professional musicians. Their diverse tastes and talents shine through in their biennial concerts, during which the women perform songs by artists ranging from Sufjan Stevens to the Beatles. Hear them sing in perfect harmony at the summer concerts, featuring choral versions of songs by One Republic, Hall & Oates, Bon Iver, and Fleet Foxes, and more. Huh. Well, Mohai Family Pride Day is June 28th. This is Saturday. Celebrate your family pride at Mohai with Seattle Pride. Check out the Revealing Queer exhibit along with all-day activities, including special performances by Seattle Pride Idol winners, bingo with Lunch Lady Mama, family portraits, make your own flair for the 40th annual Seattle Pride Parade, and more.
And you might want to explain what Mohai is.
Okay,
if you
explain
don't know,
it. Folks, I don't know.
Mohai is a museum of history and industry.
Seattle.
Right. That's the museum that you go to see the glue pot that started the Seattle fire back in the 1800s.
Ah.
It's an excellent museum.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, also on Saturday, June 28th, the Seattle Dyke March. The 2014 Seattle Dyke March is on Saturday, June 28th. The rally starts at 5 to 7 p.m. at the Seattle Central Community Plaza at Broadway Avenue East and East Pine Street. The march steps off at 7 p.m. to go around Capitol Hill and back to the plaza. Pride Cruise Daytime Boat Party is also Saturday, June 28th. Hang on to your jock strap or someone else's. The epic daytime boat party returns. Join us on the Islander Champagne Cruises for an afternoon out on the water, cruising all around Seattle and dancing in the sunshine. Well, I want to let y'all know, it is a party. It is a party. If you come back sober, Skippy's a fool. But, yeah, they party hard on there. You don't have to be gay. You can just be anybody and go on. But, I mean, it's primarily, of course, during Pride Week. But, too much for me. Okay, Sketch Disco at Crimwork, June 28th. A special comic-style pop art party. No need to get ready beforehand. We have a team of makeup artists on hand to get you into face. Everyone is required to be in theme. Photo booth by NARC Magazine with Rachel Robinson and Keith Johnson, hosted by Tina Tokyo and DJs Trouble and Future Wife. Come check out Seattle's newest intimate basement venue, Crimwork. That's got me curious. I know what that is. Okay. Also on June 28th, Pride Festival, Cindy and Cher Welcome Party. What? Get out of here. Seattle Pride Fest presents Cher and Cindy Welcome Party. What a way to kick off Pride Weekend. Come down to the Seattle Center and let's start Pride Fest early by welcoming Cher and Cindy Lauper to town, hosting performances with Heklina from San Francisco and the T-Shack crew. Oh, my God. You know, Prince is the head of the parade this year, the singer Prince. Okay,
oh, really?
Trista Tommy Khan, June 28th.
Well, we're getting down. Let me just go to the parade. So the parade, y'all, is Sunday, June 29th. It starts at 11 p.m. The parade kicks off at 4th Avenue and Union Street and will proceed down 4th Avenue to Denny Way. It will be approximately 2.5 hours. It will be rain or shine. Also, by the bleacher seating will be the beer garden this year, so you need to reserve if you want to, okay? And that's all the Pride information that I have for Pride Week this year. Jesus, I hope everybody gets out there and enjoy, because it really is a good time. I go every year to the Pride Parade. In fact, Shab even goes, too, with me. I have to tell you, it was funny the first year. I think Shab was probably about 10 or 11, and I took her to a Pride Parade, and the women came down. Oh, and I gave her a camera because I told her she could take pictures. Well, I was with Steve and his partner, Scott, and some more guys. And, of course, Shab was a little girl. You know, everybody had eyes on Shab. Well, anyway, she's taking pictures, and they're watching her and stuff and getting her popping junk. Anyway, the S&M folks came down. Before I could grab Shab's face or eyes and turn her around, the child was out on the street. Click, 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 click. I was like, oh, my God, in heaven, I don't want her to see this. I didn't know. I mean, it was risque. Boobies were out. Butts were out. It was a little much, okay, a little much. And it wasn't something I wanted my daughter to see. But anyway, the guys were all laughing. They were like, it's okay. She's all right. I was like, yeah, okay. I was trying to twist her around and face the wall. Than to see that. But anyway, we've been going every year, so, and it's a good time, and I enjoy the guys and the women, and it's just good. Everybody has a good time. It'd be nice if people would treat each other like that year-round than just at a special time during the summer, but so be it. Okay, well, folks, we're coming
Seattle has one of the biggest gay pride parades out there in the nation. And that's why
San Francisco
a lot
does.
Of celebrities. And they've been consistent. The city's been really good about keeping it consistent. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you live in Seattle and you haven't been, it's because, you know, you got issues. But I think that human beings, Americans are a little too prude about their bodies anyway. So this kind of thing would be nothing in Europe. Because it's sort of like, okay, it's a naked body. We're all naked, and we all deal with naked. It's not like somebody who's – people don't go out there to accost you to do anything to you sexually. You know, it really is about, you know, acceptance of alternative lifestyles
Yes.
and viewpoints. So
yes.
I hope you get out there, folks, and, you know, it's a family event, you know, if you think that your children are going to be completely sheltered from all this, then you probably don't allow your child to watch TV. Certainly see more than you see on the gay pride, I think, on TV.
Well, nowadays, Lord, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Everything except a fart. Okay, well, I'm going to give you the schedule for the shows coming up, so... Let's see here. On Thursday, we have Filmcology with Brenda, and Brenda's doing the movie Baby Boom. If you remember the movie, a lot of people watched it years ago, so you might need to refresh yourself. If you do, you can go into IMDb and read about it, or maybe even go on YouTube. They might have some excerpts of the movie on YouTube. They put so much on there. I would check it out and see. But anyway, that's at 5 p.m. tomorrow Pacific time. Friday, we have Traffic Jams with Linus, and the music this week is about the 70s and the 80s. And that's 2 p.m. Friday Traffic Jam is at 5 p.m. Anyway, and then Saturday, we have Time to Love with Lydia, and she's interviewing at 7 p.m. 7 p.m.? No.
2 p.m.
That's 2 p.m. Okay, I see what you did. You just reversed me and her. Okay, so
no, I didn't.
Time to Love, huh?
No, I didn't. You
reversed
them.
I printed it up, what you gave me. Yeah, I did. I printed it up, what you gave me. That's what I'm reading off of your page. That's why I said 2 p.m. for Friday traffic jam. And then you got 7 for Lydia. But I know you just meant to put 2 o'clock and me at 7. Look at your thing that you sent me and you'll see it. But anyway, it's okay. No biggie. So Time to Love with Lydia.
2 p.m., Time to Love with Chrissy Vales. She's an artist, illustrator. And she's got a lot of work out there in a lot of places you probably know. I can't wait to hear her speak because I have a book I think she can illustrate.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday we have psychic readings with Linus, and that's at 3 o'clock Pacific time. And remember, I've been telling y'all every week, I'm going to give Brenda and Nina a free reading. Every ninth caller gets a free reading. That's a $60 value, folks. Do you understand? I could charge you $60 if you go through the website and get me directly. Now, if you want Brenda to be on the reading with me, that's going to cost $120 because it's $60 for me and $60 for Brenda. So I'm letting you know now, if you want a reading with both of us, that's what it's going to cost you. Now, on the psychic show, I will give that free reading for $60, and if Brendan wants to tune in, you know, on the ninth caller too, that's $60 from her that she's giving up. So anyway, tune in Sunday, 3 o'clock, psychic readings. Ninth caller gets a free reading. And then Monday we have LMB, Passage to Empowerment, Putting the Two Together, Romance, Part 3. So you got a little bit about it, Nina?
No, the first part was about women, the second part about men, and this time we're going to put the two together and we're going to talk about romance.
Yeah, I got to tell him that he might, he'll try to weigh in.
Awesome. So
we're part of the time.
Good.
So call in, folks, men and women, to weigh in on your thoughts on what, you know, being with another person does to your personal power.
Yes, and it doesn't have to be men and women. Well, we're both men and women going to be talking about it, but,
talking about men and women, not dogs, not cats. We're talking about men and women. So, yes, men and women.
Or partners, Brenda. Or partners. Or partners.
That's
right. Romance.
Because we're talking about gay
men
pride.
Men and women. I mean, nobody's specifying what your relationship's like or the framework of it. It's just how being in relationships with men and women affects your personal power.
Exactly.
Basically, right? We didn't. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And then Tuesday we have Bring Your Own Brilliance with Brenda. And it's going to be the historical brilliance of Donnie Berry, her mom, and that's going to be at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Brenda, did you want to say a couple of words about Ms. Berry?
Yeah, no, she's my mama. And if you're kind of curious about me, well, you'd see one of the start processes with her. But she's really articulate, and she's well-spoken, and trying to get information out of her isn't easy, so I hope you call in and give her the hard question. I keep pushing on them. That way she will, so go ahead and call in. She has a wealth of information. She'll be 84 years old the day before that show. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff we'd like to ask about the last 80 years in this country.
Sister's birthday is Monday.
It's the 30th.
Whoa, okay.
You're her sister, I'm just saying.
Look, I don't keep up. When you get to a certain age, I know that you're a year older. No, but I got to be shopping for my sister. I'm being facetious. Okay, and then on Wednesday, coming back to Wednesday, is me in the studio with Linus. As always, whatever the hot topic is that's going on that week, that's what we're going to talk about and discuss. So I want to thank you, everybody, for joining me today in the studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I hope you enjoyed the show. We enjoyed talking about healthy issues, grilling, and also about Gay Pride Week and what's going on around Seattle here. And, of course, across the nation and Canada. I'm sure that you have different activities going on as well. So with
held our Gay Pride 2 weeks ago, so Yeah, it's already finished up here. I think they stagnate it so the guys and the girls can go to all of them.
Oh, okay, okay.
Most times Canada does things out of sync with America by a week or a month.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago, so.
Yeah.
Well, good night, folks. Hope you enjoyed the show. It was a gooder.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Nina. Good night, Brenda.
Good night, Lena.
Thank you.